and had found the empty tomb. The disciples had went to the empty tomb and they had seen it was like the women had said. And then these two followers of Jesus are walking on the road to Emmaus. When Jesus came up and walked amongst them. It says something here interesting, that when Jesus came up and walked amongst them, but they were kept from recognizing him. Most scholars believe that they couldn't see Jesus because their eyes, as the Greek word means to hold shut. And so their eyes were held shut, and most scholars believe it was held shut by themselves. In other words, they were blinding themselves from seeing Jesus. I want to tell you a story. It happened a few years ago, and what you see that guy holding there is a potato cannon, okay? And we had heard about these things, and we had built one. And I've told the story to some of you guys several times, but it makes a good point today. And we had built this potato cannon, and we were up at the lake, and it was just about dusk. And we had assembled this thing, and you take and you put a little bit of ether in it, and then you screw the cap on, and then you got an igniter, and you stuff a potato down in it, and when you turn the igniter, boom! It sounds like a firework going off. It would go boom, and this potato would go all the way out and about halfway across the lake. And we thought, well, what if we put a little bit more ether in it? Well, we go a little bit further, and could we get it all the way across the lake to the other side? And we put a large amount of ether in it, and we ignited it, and it went a lot shorter. And we found that you put less and less ether in it, we got more and more range, and we were getting excited, and hey, we're getting further, and we're getting, 75% across the lake. Now we're getting 80% across the lake. And we thought, well, maybe if we get a potato that's more firm and we pack it in there really hard, maybe that will get us a little bit further. And we're just trying all kinds of stuff, and we got a really mushy potato, we put it in there, how's that going? Oh, that didn't work out so good. And then we got a really firm one, and all of a sudden, there was a DNR officer standing next to us. And he says, "Hey guys, what you doing?" And we'd look around, and in the midst of our excitement and trying to get this potato to go further and further, a boat had pulled up. And the DNR officer had got out, come up, stood next to us, and we had fired this thing a couple of times with the DNR officer standing right next to us. I imagine that that's how these two were walking down the road. And they were so distraught and what had went on. And they were talking and they were so deep in conversation that Jesus came up and walked amongst them. And they didn't even realize that he was there until Jesus started talking to them. We see a couple of things, and they had, I say here, they had three faulty perspectives, and I want to talk about those this morning. They had faulty perspectives of what was going on. The first perspective that they had, and you'll see, was it was their understanding of the events that took place, not God's. You can almost hear it in their voice. They're downcast. We thought he was. Why was he? Why did he have to be crucified? We had hoped He was going to be that. Do you hear the past tense? We hope that he was. He was going to. He was a prophet. There's a verse, and it's one of my favorite verses in Proverbs. It is, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. They had their own understanding of the events that took place, and it was skewed. It was not correct. Number two, it was their expectations were faulty. Pastor Dawn tells me a story when she was a child. And this might give away, I hope I don't give away her age with this, but for Christmas, she really, really wanted a waterbed. Okay? Her parents, her in-laws, got her they got a big box. And it was a box that was big enough to contain a waterbed. But guess what? It didn't contain a waterbed. She says it had clothes, and you know, you got to remember, she's a teenager and expecting a waterbed, and she gets a box of clothes that was the shape of it. And to this day, she tells me her expectations were crushed when she opened that. These followers expected Jesus to come take and say, redeem Israel and sit on the throne. Maybe they had in their mind that he was going to send down a bolt of lightning and zap them all, and then he would step up on the throne, and then they would be part of the royal court. You know, that's their expectations were wrong. And thirdly, they didn't see the truth of what had happened. The truth of what had happened. With the trials and the crucifixion and the burial of Jesus was the fulfillment of all that he had promised. But they didn't see it that way. You see, they were walking down this road with their faces down, and they were, we thought he was going to, and we hoped that he would do this, but, you know, it's been 3 days, and here's proof that they didn't understand the truth of what had happened. You see, they were walking away from Jerusalem. They were walking 7 miles away from Jerusalem. If they believed what Jesus had said when he was with them, they would have been going to Jerusalem to see the risen Lord. But yet their faces were downcast and they were walking away. And if they knew the truth, they would have seen those trials and the crucifixion and the burial of Jesus as fulfillment of his promise and not the end of their hopes. Amen? Well, you know, sometimes when we walk on the road of life, we lose our perspective too. And part of that is because we start using our own understanding of what's happening in our lives. And when we try to understand how God works and we try to figure out how things are going to take place, boy, does that get us off track. I do not want a God that I can figure out. Amen. I want a God that is bigger than I am and knows how to make things work together for my good, even when I don't understand it. And I want to tell you this morning, when you are on that road of life and you lose your perspective, you need to look back, not on your understanding, but remember that verse in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And I got to tell you, there's some difficult things that have been thrown my way in the past few weeks. And I have simply had to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my understanding and not try to figure it out myself, but just know that He is God and He is Lord and He's got everything in control. Amen. Sometimes we expect God to do the things how we would do them. And we got it all figured out. Lord, if you'll just make this and this happen, life will be grand. And we're setting ourselves up when we decide what we expect God to do. And we'll really get off track when we ignore the truth. You know, it may have sounded harsh to you guys that when Jesus said, how foolish you are and how slow to believe all what the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and enter into His glory? The truth is, they knew the truth. And Jesus said, how foolish of you to not understand, how slow of you to understand what the truth is. Sometimes we know what the truth is, but we don't live that way. Sometimes we know that the truth is, well, the truth in Ephesians 2:8, it says, it is for by grace you have been saved through faith, and it's not of yourselves, it is a gift from God. It's by grace, through faith, that you've been saved. And not anything that you do. But sometimes we forget, we ignore that truth, and we tell people around us that if you're going to go to church, you got to dress a certain way. If you're going to go to church, you got to get rid of those cigarettes. If you're going to go to church, you can't. The truth is, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Nowhere in that verse does it say anything about what you should wear, what you should do, or any kind of other requirement to become part of our really, really's in there. We have to be careful that it's not our expectations, and it is God speaking. We need to look at things through God's perspective. We need to seek His perspective. There's a lot of times There's a lot of times when I look through Pastor David's eyes and I see a situation and I say, I don't have no compassion for that person. They did their own thing and they've dug their own hole and they're in that situation because of what they've done. But when I look, when I see God's perspective and I look at that situation, I have a different perspective on it. And I see that situation differently. And I see a person that is going to go off into eternity without a relationship. And suddenly, all the stuff that's caused them to be in that hole is kind of irrelevant. And I can see what God wants me to see. And I my heart breaks for them. And I don't go up and I don't approach and say, hey, you've done this and you've done that. How terrible you are. I say, Jesus loves you. And He cares for you. And He wants you to come and be a part of His kingdom. It's looking through His eyes and not getting caught up in what we expect and what our perspective is. Probably the hardest point on this today is we need to trust God's timing. I'm telling you that I struggle with that one probably the most of all. I pray and I know God's going to do it, and just when is He going to do it? We need to look for God in every aspect of our lives. We need to surrender our expectations of what He's going to do and trust in Him. And we need to seek God's perspective and trust God's timing. I don't hate to repeat it. I love to repeat it. But trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Does that line up with those 4 points up there? I try to make it not mine, but His. And isn't His Word amazing how you can open it up and it will talk to you? I encourage you, seek His perspective. Wait on His timing. And look for God in every part of your life. Can we pray? Lord, we come to You this morning. And Lord, we want to do what You want us to do. We want You to... we want Your direction. We want Your guidance. We want to see, as the song that they play on the radio that says, I want to see through Your eyes. I want to understand how You care for those around me. I want to understand where You're at. And Lord, we want You to do things on Your time frame. Because Lord, we understand that You work things out for the good of those that love You. And we know that You have a plan, and it's a big master plan that all works together. And Lord, that timing doesn't fit us, but Lord, we pray for Your patience and Your understanding. Lord, may everything we do be for Your honor and for Your glory. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to take, don't move anywhere yet. We're going to take communion this morning. And as Pastor Don comes, we're going to take communion. And I invite you, before you take communion this morning, that you make sure that everything is right between you and the Lord. And if there's something this morning that maybe you've not forgiven someone, or maybe, I don't want to put words into his mouth, but maybe there's something that's hindering your view or your perspective of God this morning. And if that's the case, I pray that you would take care of it at these altars or in your pew or wherever. But if you realize that there is something this morning that is between you and God, just simply pass on the communion this morning. But don't leave this place without talking to Pastor Don or myself, or talking to Christ Himself, and make that right. So that when you take that, wafer and you take that blood, you really truly will have communion with God, okay?